Utah lawmakers opened their special session this week, but there's a wrinkle. All their meetings will be in cyberspace. As they deal with issues related to the COVID-19 pandemic, the state legislature will be one of the first U.S. public bodies to officially meet and consider legislation via the internet. However, the government accountability watchdogs are concerned that the digital process could be used to limit transparency. Lauren Simpson with the Alliance for a Better Utah says she's worried that public comments submitted on bills up for consideration may not be available for public viewing.
It's important that we don't give up on public comments just because it may not be as expedient as some lawmakers might want it.
The 10-day session opens Thursday. Issues they're expected to take up include the state budget, rising unemployment, tax changes, stimulus plans, local powers during the pandemic, and changes to primary elections. Simpson says legislators will not review bills in committees during the session. Instead, each measure will be brought up directly before the entire House or Senate. She fears that will keep public input off the record and make it harder to know just who's behind the legislation.
With that loss of committee hearings, I think it's even more imperative that we have a robust public comment process so we can see who is having the influence on these policies.
Simpson says online legislative sessions may be a good alternative during a pandemic, but she believes they should not become a substitute for meeting face-to-face.
I think it would be a mistake for us to transfer to online meetings permanently, but I do think it's a really useful tool.
Only the House Speaker and the Senate President, along with staff, will actually be in the Capitol chambers. All other lawmakers will work from remote locations. The session will be streamed live and on demand on the Utah Legislators website. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.